Okay, welcome everybody. I welcome you all with love and joy in these difficult times. And the joy is very important because that's where you maintain your hope and your sense of aliveness, okay? Which is what tonight's program is about, is really enduring radiant health rather than all the dark, you know, the downside of things. We're going to talk about radiant health. So we first start with a little dance that I hope everybody joins us in, 3 minutes. And I give you a mantra, which is the name of God that Moses received at the burning bush. It's Yod, and inhale, hey, and exhale. Wah, and inhale, hey, and exhale. Yod, from the base up to your heart, and hey out through your heart. Wah from the base to your third eye, and hey out through your heart again. So we're going to start with a little dance. Come on and join us for 3 minutes, and then we'll meditate for a few minutes. So with meditation, you just repeat that mantra, and when we're done dancing, just focus on my eyes, and there's an energy that comes through that can help awaken your soul energy, the spiritual energy. Sometimes people call it Kundalini. Sometimes in the different biblical, it's the Ruach HaKodesh or Holy Spirit. So that's what we're going to do, and then we'll get into our topic. Okay. Okay, now we're going into meditation. You just focus on your eyes with the energy coming through. Okay, so we're doing the meditation. Yoda Mudra and Wahudra. Slowly come out of meditation. And now we're going to start to talk about enduring radiant health. And of course, meditation is one of the main things. We know that when people meditate for over 5 years, even 20 minutes a day, their physiology is 15 years younger in all the parameters. That's quite a statement, but that's what the research has shown, and that's a good start when you think about that. Research at Harvard showed that when people meditate, they actually increase the size of their brain. Now, that's kind of interesting. Think about it. You just increase the size of your brain, and it's your frontal lobes, your hippocampal area, and some of the temporal areas and parietal, and usually the brain's shrinking 1% per year, but we have it increasing. So meditation has some really positive effects in longevity and well-being and clarity. So now, it may come as a surprise, but when they looked at all the things that affect longevity and well-being, they discovered, interestingly enough, that relationships decrease mortality by 45%, healthy relationships. And that's quite a statement. 49%. So healthy relationships, like in a marriage or long-term couple relationship, and there's a 49% decrease in mortality. So good friendships and connections in that way, 45% decrease. So social relations play a role in longevity. They also discovered that the well-being of your partner, the positive outlook of your partner, is more important for your longevity than your positive outlook. Just think about that for a second. So if your partner is very negative about life and not very optimistic, then that's going to negatively affect you. But if your partner has a very positive outlook in life, it also increase your longevity and your well-being and less chronic disease, less diabetes, heart disease, cancer. So it's impressive of what can really be here for us. Now, there are different kind of studies. One of the longest is the Turin study from 1910 to 1990. And they found that being top five, we put God at the center, that we were adjustable, we're free to move in any direction. Being very adaptable is very, very, very important. Strong willpower is another thing. And being conscientious. Paying attention to detail. And people who are more conscientious tend to pay more attention to good health habits, generally living in a healthy way, generally taking less risk, and so forth. And what I also talk about, optimal diet, organic diet, a veganic diet, low in sugar, low in veganic, so there's no animal protein. So, okay, so that's and also drinking good water, clean, pure water. So these are all things that make a difference. Actually, there's a variety of ones, like 33 of them. But I'm talking about the top ones. Now, other studies have shown things that are kind of interesting too. One of the studies, but before I get that, I think we have to ask, why does a loving relationship help with the longevity process? What's the story with that? How does that help us? Okay, and it appears that eye-to-eye social interaction, not necessarily over the internet, but personal eye-to-eye touch and social interaction activates a hormone called oxytocin, the love hormone. Now, we're not talking about lovemaking. That is part of it, but it doesn't have to be. Just an eye-to-eye contact is what we're talking about, okay? And this oxytocin, which we're going to call the elixir of youth, okay, it activates an anti-inflammatory effect in your world. It activates building new neurons in your brain, decreases pain, increases bone growth, healthy bones. It takes us to some key things that activate it. Love activates dopamine. Oxytocin. The dopamine pleasure centers that are activated in different ways, human growth hormone, melatonin, they all increase the oxytocin. And one of the other things I want to mention, since it's almost an epidemic, is the tendency for Alzheimer's disease and senility. And that's also decreased with the oxytocin. Okay? So we're looking at more than a few things here. We're also seeing that people who we meet on a regular basis actually decrease their lifespan by 3.6 years, which is a significant amount in the big picture. Okay? Men who ate little or no meat lived about 7.28 years longer, and women who didn't eat meat lived 4.42 years longer. So we have some very interesting things that we're looking at. So, but the biochemistry of the body is more than just chemicals. It's a function of awareness. Because awareness is the fundamental staff of life. So people who are more conscious, people who practice what I'm going to call the six foundations and sevenfold peace, what is that? Six foundations are eating a organic, veganic, 80% live food diet. People are dancing, singing, meditating, and fasting makes a difference in terms of longevity. Service and charity. I mentioned also working with a spiritual teacher or a mentor about optimal health. And then meditating, and then awakening the spiritual energy. Also, healthy relationships, as I mentioned. A healthy long-term relationship gives you 49% less mortality, as I said before. And a healthy relationship with the community, particularly when you have the chaos. Having a healthy relationship so that you can both interact and elevate the community, but not be brought down by it, okay? And the Native American, we talk about Om Itakyasin, which is a seeing God in the living planet, what we call the rock people, and then the plant people, positive relationships with the plant people, the rock people, the flying ones, swimming ones, and ultimately the human ones. And then relating to all the different cultures. And then relating to what we call the the sacred environment. Okay? You're having a spiritual relationship with the environment where you begin to see that you're one with the environment and then also God. So these are all the factors that help play a real role in it. Now, what plays a role in the opposite direction is stress. Now, normally there's a thing called eustress, which is normal stress. And that is something that it causes a response, and you get the cortisol, but then it turns off after the normal stress happens. But in the abnormal stress, which is a sustained stress situation, sustained, okay, that's a different thing. Because that, the sustained high level of cortisol from stress actually shortens what we call the telomeres. And the longer your telomeres, which are the tips of the chromosomes, the longer they are, the longer you live. Shorter they are, the less long you live. And what happens is cortisol blocks telomerase. What's that? Telomerase is an enzyme that activates the lengthening of the telomeres. Telomerase activates the lengthening of the telomeres, which is an anti-aging effect. And it can do it as much as up to 43% at one point. And so you create a happy, positive a kind of stress, and you get good benefits in that way. Now, there's been some interesting studies that seem kind of mundane. So there's a study that they did where people got 7 to 9 hours sleep. They looked at living habits, 7 to 9 hours sleep. They ate a good breakfast. They didn't eat in between meals. Their weight over the years didn't vary more than 10%. And less than 2 alcoholic drinks a day, and no cigarettes. Now that seems really mundane, but the results are pretty impressive. Then if people did all these habits, they would, on the average, live 33 years longer. That's impressive. Okay? And people who were 55 to 64, follow these habits, they would be like 35 to 45 year olds, really creating younger. And the people who are 75 years old or older follow all 7 of these habits, okay, they were more like 30 to 40 years old in who they appeared. Now that's impressive, okay? That's like, this is not that hard. So we begin to see just doing kind of bare basics, it's pretty impressive. Now, there's a 35-year study with people, with about 2,200 people. And they just looked at 5 habits, not 7. And they looked about regular exercise, keeping a healthy weight, a generally healthy diet, which is not specified, very little alcohol, and no smoking. Now, remember, the other one was no cigarettes and very little alcohol. And what they found is if adults kept 4 of those 5 habits, they had 60% less dementia. Regular exercise, okay, keeping a healthy weight, keeping a healthy diet, so exercise, weight, diet, and minimum alcohol and no smoking. I mean, how hard is that? For anyone with some level of discipline. And what you get from it is if you just did four of those five habits, you had 60% less dementia and 70% less diabetes, cancer, and heart and stroke. It's like, whoa. So it gets to be impressive how simple some of this is. So I want to kind of just emphasize that, that we're not talking about like major lifestyle changes. We're talking about very moderate lifestyle changes. Now, there was a study in 1979, because there's more than just lifestyle, it's also your attitude. Dr. Helen Langer from Harvard took 100 subjects who were 75 years or older. And she put them in an environment where they, it was as if they were 55, so 20 years younger. Okay? They rented a hotel, they, you know, changed all the decor, so it was 20 years earlier. And people literally became younger, their IQs increased. And with age, your fingers tend to get more thick. The thickness of their fingers decreased. It was very impressive what happened. And so what we can take from that is thoughts and emotions can affect the cellular biochemistry. Literally. Now, how long was this study? 10 days. 10 days? And you reversed your aging by really a significant amount, about 7 years younger. It's like, oh my goodness. So we have some pretty strong evidence that kind of basics of healthy living really do make a significant difference in the health and well-being in your life. Okay, now adding organic to it, and why is that? There's about four times less pesticides than herbicides. Now, organic does not mean there's no pesticides and herbicides. It means there's less. The world is kind of filled with pesticides and herbicides, so you can't really get around it, but there is significantly less, you know, 40 to 60% less. Okay. Well, basically, the research shows that there's four times less pesticides and herbicides, and also less cadmium. So people going organic made a difference. They're 20 to 70% higher in polyphenols, which are really good. And over 343 studies show less contamination. So in truth, although some people say, oh, it doesn't make any difference. Yeah, there are some pesticides and herbicides. But over 343 studies showed there was a significant difference between the level of pesticides and herbicides in organic versus commercial food. So the organic food was significantly less filled with pesticides and herbicides. I think that's what we want. Now, the other thing is they have organic food at 25% more nutrients because the soil is so much richer and increased. And that's important because from 1975 to 1997, okay, about 25 years, 22 years, there's been a 30% decrease in nutrient content. Also with organic, you have less breast cancer and cancers in general, and 75% less lymphatic cancers. So these are pretty in important pieces in this overall kind of like health. You know, your mental state, spiritual state is very, very important, and as well as eating organic, eating veganic, as you have most of the pesticides and herbicides are in the fat and muscle of the animals. So when you lower the food chain, you have less of that. In addition, they find that when you're drinking good, healthy, clean water, which these days you can't really get unless you have a water filter. That's important in the whole picture. Now, exercise didn't play that much important, but it does have some importance. It's in there as a way to strengthen your heart and your flexibility. Another thing that seemed to be important is for people to truly fulfill their life mission, to do something meaningful in their life. And they found, you know, the myth about the hardworking executive has a heart attack and dies early. Well, what they actually found is the hardworking executive who's working for purpose, for meaning, not just to make money, actually lives about 5 years longer. So when you're working for purpose and meaning, there is an increase in lifespan, even though you're working particularly hard. Okay? And so I use the word life purpose. In the East we call it dharma, where you have a life purpose, and those who commit to fulfilling it, no matter whether it's grand or, you know, not that big in the social judgment of things, it doesn't matter. What matters is you have a life purpose and you fulfill it. That's what counts. And that may change at every age. It may change at every age. Okay? Now, we want to live productively, but the message is don't push yourself beyond your limitations, because that ultimately creates a kind of exhaustion level of stress. And I think that's the key. And then we want to avoid harmful activities where you're taking high risks. Other little things that make a difference is when people eat clean food, clean water, good hygiene, and we build what we call the three treasures. This is a Chinese idea. And Jing, which is your deep life force, Qi, which is your daily life force, and Shin, which is your spiritual life force. So if we kind of think about metaphorically, you could think of a candle, which is the Jing. It's what we have that we're born into the world with, but also what we build over time by our lifestyle habits. They call that post-negative. The second thing that is important here is Qi is your daily life force. And the third thing that's important, and that would be like the flame on the candle, the wick on the candle. And then the flame on the candle is the spiritual light. So when you have this big glowing candle, then that's better. That makes things happen better. The Jing, Qi, and Shin are what we call the three treasures. And the idea is to build that up in your life experience. Okay? Along with that, there are certain herbs that are very good. Gynostemnia, reishi, goji berries, ginseng. These three particularly, reishi, goji berries, and ginseng, are consider the top three longevity herbs. There's other ones that are good, but those are the top three. Another thing is adequate sleep. Well, what's adequate sleep? Turns out around 7 hours is adequate sleep, but also like from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. to, you know, onward. So you're going to get 7 hours, maybe 10 p.m., you're getting to 5. And but you're getting sleep during critical hours between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Those 4 hours are where the autonomic nervous system is recharged. The serotonin system, which is a sense of well-being and clarity, is also recharged, and the immune system is recharged as well. So we want to get as much sleep connected to getting to bed at, let's say, 10:30 is a reasonable goal for most people in the busy world, and at least 7 hours. Okay. Also, positive self-esteem, which is not the same thing as ego. You love yourself, you respect yourself, you feel good about yourself. Those are important longevity qualities. And as I mentioned when we began, an act of social connection and an ecological connection, spiritual ecology are all important things. So you're relating to the planet, but you're relating to the people around you. These are all really good things that help. For men, developing the feminine side tends to be related to more longevity. Spending time in nature, learning, okay? The idea is to surround yourself with positive influences. Okay, that's what we want. Sexuality. There's a balance there that, you know, can support the longevity in a way that's balanced. That has to be according to the person and their life force energy. Surround yourself with spiritually minded people and like-minded people in many ways that are uplifting, life-affirming. Live in love, live in joy, as they say, don't worry, be happy. So these are kind of the keys. But as I mentioned earlier, the 5 points, the 7 points, these are pretty basics that make huge differences. Regular exercise, you know, healthy weight, healthy diet, little alcohol, little smoking. And both of these include little alcohol and little smoking, and actually the healthy weight and diet are part of the story. And then just a little bit extra, don't eat in between meals. And keep your weight not varying too much. So we're looking at some pretty simple ways to have longevity in your life. And to know it's fun as well. To know it's fun as well. So that's kind of a way of understanding it, is enjoy life and, you know, be in love with life and, respect yourself, have friends, love other people. What they found is 1 or 2 really good friends makes a really big difference in longevity, and a few special friends. That's what some of the research shows. So we have the simple components in this complex world to be able to do that. Now, also, I think a spiritual point of view helps, because like today, there's so much going on. It's like, and if you get caught in the outer world, it can create a lot of stress. But if you know the truth lies in the inner world, which is the true self of who you are, and you focus that way, then you're creating an optimal situation for well-being and longevity. So now you kind of have an overview of how simple it is to do. And so what I'm going to encourage you to do is to actually do it. Now, I have a website. It's treeoflife.mn.co, or you can go to info@treeoflife.nu, and you can get my books. I have 13 books out there, and treeoflife.mn.co is the main one to kind of reach. We have weekly workshops on spiritual nutrition and also general, I'm called Alive and Liberated with Dr. Gabriel. This is going on a weekly basis, and we have a variety of topics that are coming up that are relevant to what's happening. Okay. And so these are things that are going on. Of course, we have this wonderful program here, Lost Arts Radio. We do on Mondays at 9 p.m. Israel time, which is the East Coast time is going to be 2 p.m. West Coast time will be 5 p.m. I got that right, I think. No, take it the other way. It will be 11 p.m. So we have all these things happening. It's really a wonderful world that we live in. But we're there to support you, okay? I also do whole person healings to help people reach more optimal health in their lives. And I've been doing those for years, and that really helps people sustain and support the overall longevity issues. So, and I'm going to say quality of life. So that's available. I'm also working as a family therapist and psychiatrist. So everything gets put together in a holistic approach. So all that's available. You know, if you want to make an appointment, you go to info@treeoflife.nu. Doug's pretty good getting it up there. I want to thank you, Doug, for being on top of this here. info@treeoflife.nu can make an appointment. So these are all that's there. We have a whole very big website with lots and lots and lots of articles about the weather and about, you know, the myth of, let's say, the cycles of global warming and cooling that really do happen and been happening for the last 650,000 years that we're able to measure. And it's not a new phenomena, but it's cycles, ups and downs, warming, cooling, warming, cooling. And we have a variety of things. You know, we do talk about, I have information about the COVID and the different things. But it's a broad range of topics, and a lot of the interviews are there too. So I invite you to check out the website, treeoflife.mn.co, and I'll be seeing you next week about this time. And I know if some of you have a recording, you'll just know about it. But know that all this is posted on my website as well. So you can see all the different topics that we've talked about. The main thing is it's not that hard to add joyous years onto your life. So I bless everybody that we develop that little bit of willpower and the intention to take on these simple lifestyle habits that can literally add years, strength, vitality, and joy to your life. So peace be with you and blessings.